This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Wright, president of Concerned Women for America. She joins us today to discuss what the Food and Drug Administration has approved in the so-called week after pill. We've been familiar for many years now with the so-called morning after pill, but what exactly is this new pill all about? Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be talking about this so that people can be aware about this dangerous drug.
And explain what this drug is and what it would do if you take it a week after you have unprotected sex.
Well, the name of the drug is Ella, and it is chemically similar to RU486, the abortion drug. It is not chemically the same as the morning after pill, Plan B. So it operates the same way as RU486. That is, it can delay ovulation, but also, importantly, it affects the implantation of an embryo. That is, before an embryo implants, it will keep the embryo from implanting. But if an embryo is already implanted, it will deprive that embryo of the proteins needed to survive. Basically, it starves the new baby to death. And that's why we say this is an abortion drug, because it does operate the same way as RU486.
So how is it different, if at all, from RU486?
Well, it would be taken earlier than RU46. It might be a different dosage, but it operates the same way, by cutting off the protein that's needed for an embryo to survive.
Wendy, let's go through just some general medical facts. I know neither one of us are doctors, but generally speaking, how long does it take for fertilization to occur?
Well, it can take up to 7 days. What I found most interesting, when I attended the FDA committee hearing on this drug, one of the committee members pointed out that this drug, Ella, is more effective the later you take it, rather than the earlier you take it. And I found that even in the instructions that were released by the FDA, that's given to the prescribers, that would be the doctors, it points out that in trials, in fact, the drug is more effective the later you take it. So what the take-home point from that is, it appears the drug is more effective when relying on that second mechanism of action, that being keeping an embryo from getting the nutrition, the protein necessary to survive. You know, frankly, women deserve to know that this drug can cause an abortion. Many women would be comfortable using a contraceptive, which is what this is labeled, but they are not comfortable. They would object to taking an abortion drug. So we think that the FDA is being completely irresponsible by mislabeling this drug in not noting that it causes an abortion. And in doing so, they are misleading women.
We'll talk about that a little bit more, Wendy, in terms of the semantics, because you're right, the reports I've seen have certainly labeled this as a contraceptive. Talk about why they label it that way rather than what you really believe it is.
I think there are two reasons. One, because majority of women now are pro-life and they would not be comfortable taking a drug that could cause an abortion. So it's basically a way to fool women. But I think there's a second reason as well, and that is, if the FDA does not label it an abortion drug, which they've not done, then any laws regarding abortion would not apply to it. So, for example, bans on federal funding of abortion would not apply to this drug. So that means our tax dollars will pay for this drug.
Mm. Wendy, I know that you and I have spoken, well, many times over the years, and certainly we've talked from time to time about situations where women, and certainly in many cases teenagers, have died from taking some of these medications. What sort of testing has been done on this latest pill?
That's another thing that I found extremely disturbing when I attended the FDA advisory committee hearing. There's some indication from the trials that were done in Europe that women who took the drug who were already pregnant had problems with their babies. A number of them miscarried, which backs up my point that it causes an abortion. And there were others that electively aborted the baby that survived after taking this drug. And then there were just a handful that were taken full term and were born. Now, in a normal trial, there would be some investigation on those babies that survived, both the miscarried or the aborted babies, and the spontaneous and elective aborted babies, to discover, did those babies have any birth defects? Is it possible that the drug causes some kind of birth defects in children? But that was not done with this drug. Well, one of the FDA panel members actually stated, it was shocking, she said she strongly advised that there not be long-term studies done to find out what happens to pregnancies that survive this drug. So in other words, she believes women need to be or should be kept in the dark as to whether this drug can cause birth defects. And the FDA label for the patients on this drug makes this point. It actually states, here's a quote, "There is little information on whether Ella would harm a developing baby." Well, why is there little information? Because the FDA did not require the drug company to do the trials. So instead of finding out during the trials, does it cause birth defects, what kind of birth defects, instead this is now released on the general public, and women are going to be the guinea pigs.
Wendy, what else do we need to know about this?
The similarities to RU-46 are very disturbing because there were not adequate trials done on RU-46 before the FDA approved it. It approved it under tremendous political pressure to get it done in the waning days of the Clinton administration. Well, then it turns out a number of young women died after taking RU-46, and it was from something that had not been foreseen by the FDA, again, because the FDA had not required the adequate trials on RU-46. Well, we're seeing history repeat itself. The FDA should have learned from that experience with RU-46 that there needs to be adequate trials to find out what kind of long-term effects this drug could have on women, what kind of effects could it have on babies that survive the drug, what kind of effects does it have on subsequent babies that the woman may have. There's just a lot of unknowns. And sadly, the FDA is just going to leave it up to women to find out for themselves what kind of detrimental effects this drug may have.
Wendy, very difficult to hear about, but very important to get out there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.